Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video. As you can see, still in the UK, still pumping them out. And you'll also notice that in this channel, there's recurring themes. There's recurring themes, Sam. We have these, kind of a gallery of villains, a rogues gallery, if you will, where certain things just recur over and over and over again. Whether it's people trying to scam naive kids out of money, people running all sorts of borderline illegal, gambling operations or whatever it is. And certainly one of the great recurring things is that, how tech, social media, online broadcasting has been infected with regressive left ideology. And of course, with that comes unbelievable levels of censorship. Now, I did a video not that long ago talking about YouTube when it suddenly transpired they had decided to basically demonetize videos for wrongthink, ultimately. But, they had a bunch of official terms, abusive language, harmful content, all of that bollocks. Depictions of war, because God forbid we show what's happening in the world on a supposedly independent platform for doing so. People went mad. People went crazy because, I said, look, if you demonetize one group of people for saying stuff like this and you don't demonetize another group of people, or if you just demonetize anyone that talks about a particular topic, that in itself is a form of censorship, because what will happen is those people won't start talking about that topic anymore because it's not in their interests. They won't make money out of it. They'll have their channel shut down eventually if they keep breaking the YouTube community rules. So obviously that is a form of censorship. You are incentivizing talking about other things. So people said you're wrong. It's not censorship. Right. Okay. Fine. People think censorship is stormtroopers pointing guns to your head and saying renounce this or burning books. It's 2016. It's current year. There's more subtle forms of censorship going on. And believe me, they are censorship. People also seem to think censorship is just something a government can do, which is fucking absurd. I was a little bit baffled by some of the reaction to that, and indeed reactions to some of the other videos, that were going on. And the other thing I said in that video was, mark my words, this is the start. This is YouTube are going to introduce more and more measures. And people went, nah, this slippery slope thing, it's faulty logic. And I'm not trying to argue it from a logical perspective. I'm just saying I've seen this many, many times. I remember when Twitter was literally an open platform where people could exchange ideas. Now, again, people get banned for wrongthink. People get accused of things they don't even do. They don't have a platform to defend themselves. I remember when Reddit was open and you could just express yourself on that forum, whatever the idea you wanted to talk about, whatever the topic. Now, you can't do that either because big money comes in, people argue that these things are unpalatable, unacceptable, and we diminish ourselves intellectually and say, okay, this is wrongthink, this is evil. You can't talk about those things over there, so we're just going to censor anyone that does. And it doesn't matter that we're actually doing something that is inarguably wrong. We're on the right side of history on this one. That's literally how the collective thinks. And it's come to YouTube, and it was always going to come to YouTube, and the demonetization thing was just the start. So now they have introduced something called YouTube Heroes, and I'm sure you've already seen this. I'm a little bit late to the YouTube Heroes party, but as I said, in the interest of keeping this a collection of the rogues gallery, of all the people that look to bullshit and lie to you and censor you and fuck with your right to an opinion, I've got to keep talking about this because this is a big fucking deal. No one I know, no major content creators I've talked to, no prominent YouTubers I've talked to, no one's happy with it. Many have expressed that view in a video. But let's just take a look at this video. Let's, Sam, feel free to roll it for me. And actually, just before you do play it, this YouTube Heroes video is an amended video, which we'll get to in a second. We'll be right back. So there's the video. And I got to say, first of all, with that music and its cheery fucking nature for what is really something that's kind of grotesque and insidious, in my opinion. I do wonder who the fuck they're trying to appeal to. They've gravely misjudged this YouTube Heroes thing. But let's just summarize what the video is, what the YouTube Heroes scheme is. Basically, you come in as a volunteer moderator. You do moderation activities. You earn points, and you work your way up a ladder, a hierarchical structure, where the most egregious hall monitors, the most pathetic janitors, the people who do the most moderator activities, are rewarded with things that, frankly, are an embarrassment to even have an aspirational desire for. You know, oh, we'll tell you about new products that are coming. Yeah, because there's not a bunch of tech journalists that leak that shit anyway. Thanks. Oh, my God. Google are going to create something new. Wow. Oh, tell me more, Google, you fucking bitch. Like, who's excited by that prospect? I'll just read about it when it happens, actually, if that's all the same with you. And then, of course, meet people who work for YouTube. Wow, awesome. What do you do? My name's Dave. I work in IT. Brilliant. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. Lick my nipples. This is fucking so arousing. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's so sad. But actually, here's what I will say. If we've learned anything these past few years, going right back to Gamergate, right? And probably it's a little bit beyond. This totally appeals to those that would happily identify as social justice warriors, to these regressive leftists, because they sit at home, you know, with their self-diagnosed disorders, their belief that the world is an oppressive entity rather than a glorious opportunity to be seized, and we should all be grateful for our daily continued existence. They honestly love this shit, and we've seen it. Why are things like Reddit infested with pathetic power moderators, people who crave a wide net of censorship? Because they've got nothing else. They don't have functional lives. They don't contribute to society in any meaningful way. They roll out of their bed. They have a think about what disorder is going to plague them today. They pluck up the courage and battle through that fiction. They put some more blue dye in their hair. They go out. They go, you're triggering me. You're triggering me. They go to their gender studies degree. They have a bombardment of shit. Racism actually has nothing to do with race. It's about power. And it just goes in their fucking brain. And then they come home and that's it. No friends. Can't have friends. Can't do that. Can't socialize. You have to have fucking, what is it, allies or people that completely agree with you fucking wholeheartedly. You cannot have friends. Friends are problematic. So they sit with fuck all to do, hours and hours of spare time, right? They don't write essays. They don't do homework. That's problematic. They don't have jobs. Those are problematic. So they sit there with fuck all to do. So why not be a fucking moderator on a forum? And they think, well, yeah, if I can get into this big subreddit, you know, and I can just delete everything that I think is problematic. And it doesn't matter because opinions I disagree with are bad. They are wrong. They are bad. So I'll just delete those things. That's just fine. And then what they do is they start joining IRC and they start mixing with other fucked up mentalists that believe that this is an acceptable form of behavior, right? To basically infiltrate other people's hobbies and, you know, interests, and then dictate to those people, yeah, your hobby's shit, by the way, because it's completely problematic. It's got cultural appropriation and all this other fictional shit that doesn't exist. And you now have to behave like this. Hang on, you just got here. I've been doing this for 10 years. Shut up, shitlord. Suck it the fuck up. So they get into Reddit, and then, of course, they end up in multiple subreddits. And it's the same over at Facebook. People come out, and they apply, and they cast this wide net. And there's been this myth that there's no diversity in tech when all fucking statistics prove otherwise. So we've gone out, we've reached out to these people, you know, come and make us more diverse. And then they come in, and as soon as they're in the door, you're fucked. You can never fire them, you can never get rid of them, because if you do, You're going to get fucking sued. You're going to get accused of not being progressive enough. So you just have to sit there, even though the people who made the hires are probably thinking, fuck, you know. And then you end up with stuff like Facebook, where they've got groups of people that literally fucking delete things from a news feed on the ground that it, on the grounds that it's not newsworthy. Or you have people on Twitter deleting trending hashtags from autofill because they don't want people to see stories they deem problematic. And it's happened over and over and over again, and there isn't a single platform that isn't compromised. Now, if you think YouTube Heroes is a good idea, let me just point to what's happening over at Wikipedia, right? Wikipedia has all these people, volunteer editors, but the more edits you do, the more work you put in, you get these power edit statuses, which means you can over-edit other people's edits. And lo and behold, in the crash override network leaks, some of them were basically taking bribes and inducements to delete factual evidence against people they associated with. Wikipedia is now a compromised platform. It is meant to be an open source encyclopedia. It should be one of the great achievements of the internet. It no longer is that. It's been compromised by these losers, these absolute losers, these bottom feeders who literally think the only meaningful contribution they will make with their lives is to go out and censor the ideas of others. They do not create. They do not think. They contribute nothing for themselves, and they leave nothing of themselves behind. All they do is delete other people's ideologies, creations, beliefs. They're appalling. I pity them. But unfortunately, as they get into more and more positions of power and influence, I'm going to have to save that pity. And we have to think about self-preservation and how we can stop schemes like this, right? So, YouTube Heroes. Let's have a look at the fucking tools that you get, right? You get all this fucking shit. There's like a tier system, all right? So first of all, you got to sign up, and it says, become a hero, right? And again, that just shows who they're pitching this to. Think about everything I've just said, right? You are a loser if this appeals to you. You want to do unpaid, volunteer, janitorial work for one of the richest corporations on planet Earth just because it would give you the right to delete other people's ideas and thoughts. How does that make you a fucking hero? But it just appeals to that delusional narcissism that all of these lunatics truly believe. They do believe they're heroes. They do believe they're heroes. They believe they're on the right side of history. They say shit like, you know, no bad tactics, only bad targets. They believe it. They believe the shit that pours out of their mouth. And this just totally strokes that. Totally. Yeah, you're a hero, mate. What did you do today? I deleted videos that were pointing out censorship on other social media platforms and calling out people like myself. I totally deleted them and created a one-sided narrative, which completely distorts history. I am a hero. No, you're a cunt. You're a cunt. It should be called YouTube cunts. YouTube snitches is what it should be called. And again... I know this tactic is incredibly effective. The idea of psychologically giving one group power over another in exchange for rewards. In fact, when I grew up in the Thatcher-era Britain, and again, this is way before your time, Sam, but it ravaged communities like ours, they did this thing called Shop a Scrounger. Did you ever hear about this?
No, Shop a Scrounger.
Shop a Scrounger scheme. And here's what it was. In working class communities, at the height of unemployment, they had this scheme called basically Chopper Scrounge was its nickname. I'm sure it was called something a bit more palatable.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You, right, that somebody was working and claiming benefits, you know, doing cash in hand labor to feed their family, to feed their kids during peak unemployment in 80s Britain, in areas that were ravaged by certain types of industries being shut down systematically by a Tory government. If you saw anybody doing that and you rang up and grasped them, told the job centre what they were doing so they could send cunts round in vans to catch you at it so they'd have their benefits cut off. If you did that, you got like an extra fiver.
Yeah, I remember that actually.
How fucking disgusting is that? Shop a fucking scrounger. What kind of fucking rat do you have to be? He's poor and he's just trying to feed his kids. He actually spent yesterday literally sifting through garbage to find things to sell. But now he's got a cash and hand labouring job. That violates his dole and fawn. What kind of cunt do you have to be? Serious. So this is like that. Shop a scrounger, right? But the difference is you don't get an independent job centre person to do the fucking investigating. You get to do it directly with YouTube heroes. So they have created some rules. I think it's fair to point that out. And in these rules, which Sam will bring up for you now because he loves to push buttons, in these rules, it does say, you know, you've got to have a valid YouTube channel. You've got to be a legal age to enter into a contract. So it can't be kids. You've got to have appropriate conduct. This is Section D. You can't defame, abuse, harass, stalk, threaten, or otherwise violate the legal rights of others. You can't upload, post, email, transmit any unlawful, inappropriate, defamatory, obscene or content or message. You can't impersonate people. You can't transmit viruses. You can't submit falsified, misleading, or inappropriate contributions. And it does say you got to abide by Google's anti-harassment policy and all this other stuff. But here's the key thing with all of this. First of all, when the regressive left do it to conservatives, it's not harassment. It's just considered fair. It's just considered fair game. I live in an age where Milo Yiannopoulos, a man who takes it up the arse from black lovers exclusively, is considered a white supremacist. This is the fucking age I live in, right? And I cannot make sense of it. How? Find me another white supremacist who likes getting fucked by black guys. And, you know, I
probably Daniel Carver. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right? It's unbelievable. And I can say that as a friend. Him being labelled a white supremacist is one of the biggest nonsensical fallacies I've ever fucking seen. It's gibberish. It's a lie, and it's a lie that is propagated by every outlet that can possibly do it. And I cannot tolerate it anymore. I'm not supposed to talk about it. It's bad juju to talk about it, but fuck bad juju. Let's just talk about the truth. And the truth is, I know the man. He's not a white supremacist. Absolutely not. No evidence points to it. But so first of all, it's going to be heavily skewed, right? No doubt about that. And then second of all, when you basically go into it, you know, how do we know that YouTube aren't just going to leave this like another automated process? All of their stuff's automated and all of it is shit. All of it harms the content creator. What's that? DMCA? Yeah, brilliant. I'll get that removed on my channel. We've got one for the No Man's Sky video, which is a third-party claim. Some cunt who's got nothing to do with No Man's Sky whatsoever. Don't even know who the fuck he is, right? It's not Sony. It's not anyone like that. Just some random cunt has put a claim in. It's still there. That video still isn't monetized because of that. In fact, I think they're getting the money. And it's an automated system. And we as soon as we saw the flag, we challenged it. Still nothing been done about it. So how do we know that automated systems aren't going to be put in place for when people say, look, I've had my stuff banned and flagged by a YouTube hero and it's not fair. It's not right. It's not actually violating any of the rules. How long are you going to wait? How many automated emails are you going to receive? You know, again, it's putting the cart before the horse. So you got all that there. And then, I mean, it tells you how to earn points, right? And like I said, you earn points by doing accurate reports of videos that violate community guidelines. 1 point. Contributing a subtitle edit that gets published. 1 point. Answering a user question on a YouTube help forum. 10 points. Basically, if you go around peddling a false fucking narrative, getting all up in other people's shit, basically fucking wrecking other people's videos, wrecking other people's right to fucking freedom of speech, you're going to earn big points. And we've already established the people that want to do this have got fuck all but time. So I'm sure already there have been a bunch of these people, like the people who sat in the Crash Override Network Skype group, like fucking Gamer Ghazi, like SRS, like all these fucking just losers, already made a beeline for this. Because this is the open door. This is how you get into YouTube. This is how you ruin YouTube. This is how you let these people come in. And instead of it being this open fucking discourse where you can say, this is my idea. What do you think? Oh, it's the complete opposite. Well, fuck you, but, you know, I can't censor you. That's how it should be, right? Or it should be back and forth. It could be a bit more nuanced of a debate. But that isn't going to happen now because people are going to get censored. It's just going to happen. And then you unlock rewards. So these are the rewards I'm talking about. Level one hero, you get access to the hero's dashboard. So in other words, as soon as you start being a hero, you get access to the dashboard. And all the rewards, by the way, are just stuff that just makes the censorship easier. It just makes the tools easier, you know? Like, it just gives you the ability to do your job. And then, you know, if it between 10 and 99 points, learn at exclusive workshops. Learn what? Workshop what? Take part in hero hangouts. Brilliant. That's what we need. More of these people congregating together. Nothing bad ever comes of that, Crash Override Network Leak. Nothing bad ever comes of that, does it? These people are totally fine when they all get together with their fucking delusions feeding each other's fucking lunacy. Then, level three. That's really good, Sam. Other level three, me.
Hit me with
boom. It. Mass flag abusive videos. Mass flag. I don't know about this cunt. Flagged. Mass flag. Brilliant. Awesome. Level four, sneak preview product launches. Contact YouTube staff directly. We've seen this happen in Reddit, where basically moderators who preside over subreddits that actively do harass users for wrong thing, like SRS, when people say, oh no, they've never done that. There's no example of it. I used to do a show with Destiny. He got harassed by SRS. He was a victim of revenge porn, and SRS said it was okay because he was a guy and actually re-hosted his dick pics repeatedly. And Reddit know that happened, and Reddit staff know that happened, and that subreddit's still allowed to exist. When Stefano said that thing on Bling Stream about how he can only get off with teenagers or old ladies, they went after him for that. Emailed all his sponsors. Organized harassment. Again, subreddit's still allowed to go on. So, and they all have links to Reddit staff directly. They can contact them directly. So, imagine being someone that's getting censored by a YouTube hero, having problems. You're trying to contact a YouTube staff member. You're going through automated emails. You're going through support. Meanwhile, they can just get on the phone and say, yeah, you're going to be contacted by this cunt, Lewis, and just watch some of his videos, mate. He's a bit blunt. So don't bother. He's been harassing me as well. I won't provide any evidence, but we're all mates anyway, because I'm a YouTube hero. Peace. And that's it, and you fuck. And that happened to me on Reddit. Exact same thing happened to me on Reddit. I get banned from the platform. I can't defend myself. A bunch of people smear my name. That becomes the truth. And then the Reddit moderators, who are in direct contact with Reddit staff, they basically create a system where I still don't know what I'm banned for. I've still never had any official communication from Reddit. I've emailed them over 20 times. I've contacted them directly via email and the in forum messaging system. They've never clarified what my ban's for. They refuse to discuss it. Their legal team is dodging me and will not give me my personal information and what's been discussed. It's ridiculous. And this is all predicated on the fact that they put a system in place where they just told a bunch of lies about me, and I'll never get to correct the lies. I'll never get to break the system. I'll never get to. Because they had direct access to the staff and I don't. And then, get closer to YouTube. Test products before release. Apply for a Hero Summit. Awesome. So now they're having a summit where they're going to get this echo chamber of ideas going on. And the fucked up thing is, the only counter to this is for a bunch of extremists to get involved. Because reasonable, rational people won't be allowed to do this. We won't. I mean, I guess rational, reasonable people don't have a desire to censor others. It's only extremists that would want to be involved. So, you know, 4chan will probably supply a bunch of people as well. And I actually mind that less. But the whole thing's going to be a shit show. I mean, think about the logic of getting the YouTube community to censor itself. And on the video announcing that, you have to say the comments. It's not YouTube community won't have a sensible discourse. That's what you're implying by, you know, I never have any problems. I see the occasional comment which I remove, but generally I don't remove any on my channel. I just leave them there, whatever they say. You know, if it's some spam or whatever, yeah, but that's about it, really. People can say what they want. So, a ridiculous system. And just to make this absolutely clear as well, as picked up by Tech Raptor, site I have a lot of respect for, one of the few honest reporting outlets in tech. They cover a lot of conflict of interest. They cover a lot of bullshit, and they do it the right way. They actually caught YouTube stealthily editing the video. They stealthily edited the video. So what they originally said at launch was then later changed. And that worries me, because which is it? Is it what you said at first, or is it what you said second? Like, put it this way. If I went on a date, right? And let's say I went on a date with a guy, right? I don't know why I'm saying that, but whatever. Let's say it happened. And the guy said, oh, so yeah, we'll have a few drinks. We'll get back and I'll torture you, yeah? No, you misheard me. Sorry, mate. What I said, we'll get back, have a few drinks, and we'll have a game of Monopoly. It just sounded like torture. And you go, oh, I'm going to get a lovely game of Monopoly when I go home with him. No, you fucking not, are you? You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't think the Monopoly board's coming out. It's going to be pliers and a fucking blowtorch to your balls. And you know, that's what's happened here. They've, like, let their true thoughts come out and thought, fucking hell, community's jumping off here. Suppose we have tipped our hand a little bit, right? Change the video, but don't say we changed the video. So let's have a look at the changes they made. 22 seconds into the video, with the video you saw, it says now, report inappropriate videos accurately, which, of course, is fair. Nobody would have a problem with that. An inappropriate video, for me, would be something, an act of cruelty or extreme violence that had no news value, that wasn't there for educational or awareness purposes, something that was gratuitous like that. Something that wasn't flagged appropriately age-wise, pornography, which certainly is against the terms and conditions of YouTube anyway. Something like that, right? And yeah, flag that, no problem. No problem. But it used to say, report negative content, which is the same issue we have with the demonetizing videos. Vague, wishy-washy, woolly bullshit. Basically, negative is completely subjective. Well, I don't like that. That's negative. And you're banned, you little rat. And that's that. And good luck with the recourse. Remember, these people will do this en masse and they'll be talking to YouTube staff before you've even finished typing your appeal out. And then it also said this, and this blew my fucking mind. We live in a time where literally memes are racist. Memes are evil. If you find memes funny, you're part of the alt-right, a non-existent organization. People are only embracing that tag because they want to fucking push back on the media, and it's going to make them demagogues, and it's going to give them free publicity, and all the teenage edgelords are going to flock to them. There is no alt-right. The people embracing the alt-right are being stupid long-term, because that is going to get demonized and pilloried, and all the people with it now, 2 years down the road, are going to be really regretful they did. The alt-right's bullshit. It's a myth. It's an invention. But here it is, right? So it says now, help moderate content in the YouTube Heroes community, which implies this will not be reaching the whole of YouTube, which bullshit. Of course it is going to. Maybe they might do a little pilot test scheme to begin with, right? But there's no way. This is obviously a solution to the problem of harassment on YouTube. But look what it originally said. Help moderate community content, and it shows somebody touching the fucking problematic comments, and it says Harambe. What is problematic about Harambe? We've been over this. We did a video about this.
We did 45 minutes on Harambe. We
did 45 minutes on Harambe. So I've got bars for days. Fucking... We've been over this. It is a gorilla. He's a gorilla. He got murked. That's that. It's not racist, is it? It cannot be argued that the killing of a gorilla was racist. Please. Please. Please save me from this lunacy. But there it is. Harambe. Yeah, that's got to go. It's a fucking problematic meme, isn't it? Racist, isn't it? Yep. They've let that through in their video. Absolute nonsense. So go read that whole report at Tech Raptor. I certainly recommend you do, because, people People are going to push back to begin with, and then just like the demonetization videos, you're going to see over the next couple of days a bunch of people who are then trying to go against the circle jerk to get more clicks and maybe ingratiate themselves to YouTube, and they're going to be going, oh, Heroes is a really good thing. Haven't we all called out for more moderation, and now it's here, right? I'm going to tell you, if there is a group of people in YouTube that are going to oversee the YouTube Heroes project, why don't you save yourself a bunch of fucking trouble and just be the fucking moderators? It's boring, isn't it? It's boring having to delete comments all day. It's boring having to flag videos all day. It's boring having to deal with the subsequent appeals. Yeah, it's fucking boring. But it's part of your obligation as a platform. As soon as you start putting in rules, as soon as you want to be corporate and have advertisers on there, this is what comes with a territory. And this should be a paid job. There's a phrase, you pay peanuts, you get fucking harambees, right? You get monkeys, don't you? Well, if you pay fuck all, you're going to get people who've got fuck all else to do with their lives. And that's dangerous. When people put the censorship of others as the most important thing they can do with their waking hours, they are the worst kind of people. And they're going to flock to this platform in droves. They're going to flock to this scheme in droves. Now, just as a final thought, I understand that YouTube comments aren't fucking ideal. I understand that, you know, people do want an increased level of censorship. But what the real problem is harassment, right? And we all agree, it's not nice to be harassed. Sam's had it. He's been harassed sexually. By me.
I was going to say, that first trip with you was the worst one I've ever had.
You need to talk. You would have won fucking... Richard just been in boxer shorts and falling down the little... I'll just fall.
Yeah, because you pull your ass out every time you go to sleep.
No, and it just happens naturally.
No, I think you do it, but I think it's something to do... Maybe that's how you used to sleep when you were a kid or something. So your brain, you just have to have your ass out. There's but no what? Way it just rolls off every time.
Game over. It's not easy. Like, just the captain's table. Come on, mate.
There's anyway, no way it happens every time. You must be doing it on purpose.
I just, you know, I have night terrors. Night terrors about
I YouTube. Have night terrors with that ass.
Yeah, I know. Like fucking gorilla autopsy, you know. Anyway. You know, we've all gone through harassment. I get it all the fucking time. All the time. People trying to hack my email, hack my Skype, hack my Twitter, people mass downvoting my content on Reddit, right? What you've done here with YouTube Heroes, unfortunately, is, right, harsh words don't really matter. If you can't take harsh words, internet's not going to be the place for you, right? In fact, actually, real life's not going to be the place for you. I'm sick of trying to make out that the internet is a super harsh environment compared to the real world. If I go down the pub and I act like a cunt, someone's going to call me a cunt. Welcome to the real world. Right, that's just how it is, and that's never going to change. Doesn't matter how much you censor it, doesn't matter how much you call it hate speech, people will not fucking tolerate it. There will always be enclaves of people that are just going to stand for just, you know, freedom of expression and societal norms, right? So the real harassment is when coordinated groups of people do things like mass flag your YouTube, have your YouTube deleted, fuck with your livelihood. And we know fucking the left loves to do that. They love it. They organize it. They live for that shit. So you have literally given harassers more tools. And if you think there will not be people out there who have already got targets in mind, and climb the ladder, yes, 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 you'll all see, you'll all see. If you don't think that's already happened, if they're already signing up, you're out of your mind, YouTube. You don't understand the internet. You don't understand what these people are like. You've just given them the tools to actually do the kind of harassing that you're saying you want to stamp out. So it's fucking counterproductive anyway. Let me tell you, the heroes of YouTube, the true fucking heroes of YouTube, are the people that make interesting and diverse content. Not cunts like me who just talk into a camera like every other cunt. I'm talking about the real YouTubers. I'm not talking about your fucking prank channels. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people that actually make you want to come to YouTube. I'm talking about the people that have basically made YouTube the fucking TV of choice for an entire generation. I'm talking about being able to watch people evolve on this platform and come up with new ideas and new ways to express themselves. I'm talking about people who've gone from being just gameplay people and screaming and shrieking like a moron. Oh, this Amnesia game is so scary. And now they're actually talking about politics and freedom of speech and how the press works and trying to do new things. Right, trying to create social happenings. They're the fucking YouTube heroes, and they're the reason that people come to your fucking platform. So how about you empower the fucking content creators to continue to make good and interesting content? Put some money into that. Invite them for a meeting at Google headquarters, and not these blue rinse brigades, which almost all have been proven to have engaged in the sort of harassment that you claim to want to stamp out. Randy Harper, Zoe Quinn. You roll out the red carpet for them. Tell me about your experience. Well, there I was on Christmas Day planning to dox someone. What the fuck is going on? The great content creators of YouTube have made YouTube, and you've made them. It's synergistic. But when you do shit like this, you're basically saying, fuck off. We want to get in bed with this new generation of people. And I'll tell you, it's a bad move. Look at Twitter's stock values. Look at Facebook's. You know, look at the profitability of these companies. It's swirling down the toilet because these cunts don't spend money because they're non-productive. Right? It sounds great on paper, the demographic you're appealing to, but they are never going to spend money. They're never going to, you know, the majority of people who've grown up on the internet don't want to use censorious platforms. We don't. We simply do not. And we will go elsewhere. And nobody is irreplaceable. So YouTube, again, if you want to fucking help people, help the real heroes. It's certainly not a bunch of cunts deleting comments. See you on the next video. Peace.